At this time of year, Czech gardens are a hive of activity. Driving through any Czech town, you'll spot at least a couple of barbecues smouldering away and a handful of odd types digging and sweating in the midday sun. Certain garden chores, the weeding, the watering, the pruning, remain the same year in, year out. But are Czechs using their gardens in a different way now than, say, 10 years ago? For a start, it seems that more Czechs than ever are hiring someone else to do the job for them. For landscaper Aleš Korčák, business is booming. I met him in a satellite town just outside of Prague, on what seemed to be a flattened patch of dirt.
I have about 10 people which make for me, and I make it 10 years. Our specialty are small gardens like this one. It's a normal garden around a family house. But sometimes we made some bigger things, like, for example, here in Irny we made the park around the castle.
Aleš demonstrates his digger handling skills. In the last 10 years, his firm has grown, both in terms of the number of people employed and the equipment it can call its own. But what about his customers' tastes? Have they changed in the time Aleš has been in the business?
The basic is the same. Garden is garden. But the different is kind of architecture in this in gardens, because for example, now it's modern garden. In modern gardens, you use more plants like herbs, not only bushes.
According to Aleš Korčák, Czech gardens used to play a much more functional role. His view is supported by all the old cherry trees, plum trees and tomato plants still found in villages all over the country. But, our landscaper says, Czechs are moving away from function and towards form, with design playing an increasingly large role in people's backyards.
Now is very often we use some material like stone, some walls from stone and some terraces, and combination with stone with wood. And very often my customers wanted some water, like water with fish and with plants, nature.
So where do you think people are getting these ideas from?
I don't know, maybe in TV, but I think they saw it on his neighbors. I don't know, and there are some exhibitions. There are some exhibitions about gardening also, and a lot of people, I think, that see it in the foreign countries. And now it's very modern to make garden like Mediterranean. It's very very modern. You use the plants like there are a lot of stones like this.
Dobrý den. Dnes se vrátíme do jednoho z dílů, který vás hodně zaujal.
The theme tune for Zahrada je hra, a massively popular Czech TV program which gives people tips on how to revamp their gardens. In this particular episode, the host Jiří Sedláček suggests ways of bringing your summer holidays and the interesting ideas you've seen abroad back onto your own patch of Czech soil. According to the Gardeners Association in this country, more and more Czech landscapers are themselves considering going abroad and not coming back. Has Aleš Korčák ever thought of moving elsewhere in the European Union in a bid to earn more money?
I thought about it, but in the end I say no, because I want to try it here. For me it's important to be here, because I have a lot of friends, and I like this country. Maybe sometimes I am going to some foreigners' countries, but not in Europe. I prefer some more like Asia or Central America.
But what about elsewhere? Pavel Mika has been maintaining one of Prague's biggest public gardens, Petrín, for the last 30 years. I took a ride up the park's unusual funicular railway to meet him and ask whether he was having trouble at the top.
Tady velký nedostatek asi dneska vidím v takových těch stavech.
I think that we are really lacking the sort of middle management here right now. People who know the trade, who can lead groups of gardeners as well as doing the work themselves. I'm always seeing adverts in the papers asking for people with such expertise. I never see adverts for top managers. I think there are quite enough of them. But for these skilled employees and part-timers who know both how to use a computer and plant a tree, I think there is more demand than supply.
Kde hedvábná je tráva, má vrátka na pět západů a mně se o ní zdává.
Czechs' tastes in their own gardens may be changing, but what about in their parks? Has Petrín changed in all of the years that Mr. Mika's been in charge?
No, mění se to ten jako...
It has changed. Of course, it doesn't look all that different. But the weather has changed a bit, the people have changed a bit, the conditions are a little bit different. So it has changed a bit, but really, it is still an everyday struggle to keep things in order here.
Aspoň něco mění k lepšímu, ale jako je to každodenní zápas tady.
Mr. Mika points out that being a gardener in a public park is very different a job from being a landscape gardener. But what is it exactly that his job consists of?
Třeba kdybych začal od té zimy, tak,
if we start with winter, then our job then is mainly to clear the snow from all the paths. But apart from that, there isn't much to do, so it's a quieter time for us. And then spring comes all at once, and we have to come out of hibernation, because the grass starts growing, and with that comes weeds, and pests start to attack the roses. Then in summer, it is about mowing the lawn, tending to the roses and the other plants. And finally, in autumn, our main job is raking up the leaves and clearing them.
Na podzim pak samozřejmě schrabání listí a odvoz.
It seems that Pavel Mika and Aleš Korčák both have their fair share of repetitive, backbreaking and seemingly thankless tasks to do. Doesn't it all get a bit frustrating?
Moje žena mi občas říká, jak je práce v domácnosti. Tak...
My wife sometimes tells me how difficult housework is and how she gets no recognition for it. And I say to her, tell me about it. It's just the same here. This work is repetitive. You clean up and the next day the mess is back. This work never comes to an end. No one cuts ribbon. No one holds a party. It really bothers me when you do something and someone comes along and vandalizes it. This is Prague, a relatively big city where things like that happen from time to time. But it really makes me happy when the roses come into bloom and Japanese tourists who are used to really impressive public gardens come along and photograph them.
Opravdu mají zahradnictví na obrovské úrovni, tak to člověka potěší.
So it seems that some things are the same everywhere, but within Czech's gardens, both public and private, the changing of the seasons brings with it new trends, new foreign influences, new decking, you name it.
And that edition of Talking Point with Rosie Johnson has brought us